I hope your day is full of orange and brown leaves and waffles. I don't know why I said waffles. It seems cozy. It seems fall, like a fireplace, a cozy blanket, a cozy plaid blanket, a puppy curled at the foot of your feet. I hope your day is full of all of that. I hope your day is full of hot chocolate spiked with Baileys. Do people put Baileys in hot chocolate? I don't know. No, probably not. It's fine. It's a solo episode of Shank for you this week with me, the one and only Shank. But before we get into this episode of Shank with me, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, November 26th, I am coming to the world famous Comedy Store for This Bitch and Friends. That's right. It's me, Kim Congdon, Josh Potter, Bobby Lee, Pauly Shore, and Beth Stelling. It's a stacked lineup. It's going to sell out. It's in the main room of the Comedy Store. Buy tickets now. It's going to be such a fun time, such a fun show. And then on December 27th, that's 2 days after Christmas, Kim Congdon and I are coming to the Brea Improv. That's right, the Brea Improv. We are co-headlining that as well. And then what else do I have? For more show dates, you can follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. I post all my shows on there, and then tickets for everything's in my link tree, which is in the description of this podcast and also in my Instagram bio. Also, I'm coming to Austin, Texas. That's right. I'm flying to Austin, Texas, November 28th through December 5th. So if you're in the Austin area, I will be performing at Mothership and other clubs in the area. So make sure to follow me for more info about that at Princess Shank. All right. Before we get into this week's solo pod, I just want to tell you about one thing, and that's socks. Oh, yeah. Do you like socks? Do you like slippers? Actually, it doesn't matter if you like them at all. What matters is you need them. It's time to get cozy, guys. It is fall. It is my favorite time of year to be curled up in a ball with my warm, warm, cozy toes. And when I need warm, warm, cozy toes, there's only one brand I look to, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah, that's 3OHYEAH.com. Head over to their website. You can shop slippers, whether you're into crocodiles or bears or red pandas. There's a pair of slippers for you, and they make amazing gifts, and you get a discount. The discount code is Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off. They make amazing stocking stuffers. They make amazing Kwanzaa gifts. They make amazing Hanukkah gifts. They make amazing, just, you know, sorry I got in a fight with you, have a pair of socks. It's a great way to connect with a loved one while supporting your favorite podcast. All right, guys. Also, patreon.com/Sarah Weinching for bonus content. And shop the merch. We got pod merch. A link to that in the description of this week's episode as well. And let's get into this week's episode of Shank with me, Shank. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Shank, and today's guest is me, Shank. Hi. Okay, so I did put out something on my Instagram for questions, but we'll see how this goes because some of the questions are a little much. As to be expected, when you ask horny men on the internet to send over some questions, you're going to get a mix of questions. Some are going to be fun. Some are going to be actually repulsive. So we're going to go through them right now and see which ones are fun and which ones are repulsive.
Perfect.
Are you over 40? The answer to that is no. No, I am not over 40. Thank you for asking. That's already, is how I feel about that.
It's already teetering on repulsive. Huh?
It's already teetering on repulsive. The first question, are you over 40? Have you gone through menopause? Just ask that instead.
Exactly.
Wow. This one is so bad. I can't even read it. How many miles in dick do you think you've had pumped in you? Counting every pump?
First
of all, I don't count every pump.
Who counts pumps other than Rain Man?
Nobody counts pumps.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be about 32,000 pumps. 32,000 miles. Yeah, exactly. Like exactly 32,000 pumps.
Wow.
can I take you on a date? Will you marry me? Have you ever been to Cincinnati? No, I've never been to Cincinnati. I have no desire to go to Cincinnati. You're not going to take me. You're not going to scoop the shank out of LA and bring me to Cincinnati.
Was that all the same person asking all three of those? Did they bundle those?
No, I just had to run through them fast.
Oh, got you.
They hurt less. When you read them fast, they hurt less.
Oh, my goodness.
What makes you laugh? That's a good question. My parents. My parents are so funny and weird. They make me laugh a lot.
That's nice.
Like, my dad is, he's just always himself. And kind of like in the way that Larry David's always himself, where you're like, oh, you don't adjust your behaviors for anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that makes me laugh.
You get your humor more from your mom or your dad?
I think somewhere in the middle.
They're
both funny in their own way.
Nice.
What do you do when you're feeling a bit lost? I sit in a room by myself and talk to myself with a microphone.
Nice.
So I don't think I'm the person to ask.
Or moon pots, remember?
Or moon pots. I do moon pots.
Yeah.
On the new moon, I write down everything I want to manifest and I burn it. And on the full moon, I write down everything I want to let go of and I burn it.
When's the next full or new moon coming up?
It was just now, it was just a new moon and
just
I didn't do
night?
It. It was just like a day or two ago.
Oh, shit.
It was a Scorpio new moon. Is a raccoon more like a dog or a cat? Ooh. First of all, I'm going to go more like a cat. Because I don't really see raccoons often.
The claws, they don't want anything to do with you.
The claws. But the way that they hit the trash is more dog-like, I would say, right? Like,
yeah.
The way that they're looking for munchies is more dog-like. Yeah,
they still got that dog in them, as they say.
They got raccoons have that dog in them for sure. Are you working on an hour? Yes. Best meal you had recently? Okay. Terry Black's in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you guys eat barbecue. If you've been to Austin, you have to go to Terry Black's. I went there and I was full for 3 days afterward.
Oh, wow.
It was insane. Can we pull them up online?
Yeah, sure.
It's like the most intense barbecue you've ever had. Like, you haven't had barbecue until you've had Terry Black's. And I went with three people. It was me, Christy, who's the producer of Kill Tony, and Jamar Neighbors. And we got so much food and we were so full for hours afterward. They got banana pudding. They have their mac and cheese is really good. This is like your nightmare, though, because you're vegan, right? You're like looking at hot links and brisket.
No, just vegetarian. I could do the banana pudding for
sure. Okay, you could do the banana pudding. Could you do the mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah. I can get in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough to keep me full for sure.
Yeah, there's so much to keep you full. Creamed corn, that was really good. Yeah, that's like the best meal I've had recently. If I was going to go down tomorrow, aka they were going to put me down in the electric chair, this is what I would pick.
Nice.
Favorite Christmas gift growing up. Okay, so I had this doll that lit up. Her name was
what?
Yeah, she was like a kind of like a rave doll. She was my favorite doll growing up.
Doll.
She would like, her name was PJ Sparkles.
PJ, was that you named
no,
the doll?
No, she came with the name PJ Sparkles. Can you see if you could find her?
Oh, there's got to be.
She lights up. This was around like the 90s, late 80s. PJ Sparkles. She was my girl.
Okay.
This was my favorite toy growing up.
Let's see if we can find it here.
She wasn't.
Is it this one?
She's the one with the pink bow.
Pink bow?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. Oh, where'd it go?
Right there.
Right
yeah.
there? This one?
Yeah.
That was your doll?
That was my doll. And she would light up.
Wow.
She would light up and turn different colors.
That's a little freaky. Did it do it on its own, like at night while you're trying to sleep?
Yeah, I like that about her.
Oh, really?
I like the possessed sparkly 80s doll.
Got you. Yeah.
That's who kept all my secrets growing up.
Oh,
PJ
man.
Sparkles.
That's terrifying.
It's also weird that her name was PJ.
That's a little weird.
Is it like night time? We're naming her PJ.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. She was, but I was obsessed with her because her earrings would light up too. Like she was always glowing.
Always glowing.
Yeah.
And you're like, one day I will be like PJ.
One day.
One day you will glow.
One day. So yeah, PJ survived the 94 earthquake with me.
Oh, nice.
Can I take you out? Have you ever been to a hockey game? Nothing sounds worse than going to a hockey game.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've never been to one, so I don't know.
A hockey game?
Yeah. Gotta really be into it.
I just don't like watching men sweat because of like and the goal is trying to get like an object into a net.
Yeah, a thing into another thing.
Yeah, it's like men just like putting things inside things.
Well, yes, exactly. Yeah, they should be the one counting the pumps, if anything.
Yeah, they should be the one counting the pumps.
Well, what is there? I mean, non-sexual, is there an activity of men sweating that you're like, I could watch, this is worth the sweat when men do it, like construction or?
Construction? If a man was building me a table, I could like that.
Okay, cool. That makes sense.
Like if I could find a man who could build me a table, you would not see me anymore. Mm. I would just be at home with him.
Just watching it.
Yeah.
Like, take it apart. Build it again.
I think you missed a screw.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it again.
You're going to have to do it again.
Would you ever date an electrician from San Antonio? No.
I bet that's definitely not the guy asking the question, right?
I would never date an electrician from San Antonio. Why? Because I don't really love Texas to begin with. San Antonio feels like I won't be able to get an abortion if this doesn't work out. Oh, you're an electrician. I don't trust that. I don't really trust electricians.
Dang.
A rogue electrician from San Antonio.
How about this? Rogue electrician from San Antonio, hockey player from Cincinnati.
Hockey player from Cincinnati. You do.
Well, at least he's rich, I guess.
A hockey player from, but who knows if he's rich? We don't even know the level of hockey he's playing.
That's true.
He could be like recreationally playing hockey, which is so dark.
yeah. At the YMCA.
Yeah. Like an intramural. Like
just come watch, babe. I'm pretty good.
No.
Yeah. It could be worse.
No. What is the weirdest thing to happen to you on a plane? One of the weirdest things that happened to me on a plane is when my family, we were all flying to Hawaii for a family vacation in the 90s. And there was this really loud woman talking behind my dad. And my dad thought it would be funny to make a statement. He like ripped a piece of a napkin and put it in his ear so that he couldn't hear what she was saying because she was really loud and obnoxious. But he ripped too small of a piece of paper and put it in his ear. And then he got stuck deep inside his ear. Then my mom had to pull out tweezers. And she spent like 30 minutes of the flight trying to get this piece of paper out of my dad's ear. That was one of the weirder things that has happened to me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's insane. How did your mom even smuggle tweezers onto the plane? I don't know.
She had them in her bag.
Wow.
Debbie has it all. Funniest thing you or another did during a sex session with a past partner. One time I had a guy, okay, we were like role playing and I was dressed up as a maid and he got so into the acting that it like took me out of the scene completely.
Oh no.
Like I didn't realize that I was about to walk into a scene with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I thought it was just going to be like dumb, like bad acting. And I was like, oh, whoa, I like don't know what my objective is. Like I didn't like prepare enough for the role.
Yeah, was he like, no, you need to re-clean that. It's like...
Yeah, exactly. Wow. He was like, oh, I didn't know you were coming today. I was like, what? And I was like, he just was on it for a second. And I was like, remember we scheduled it. It was like super awkward because I couldn't keep up with the acting.
Couldn't do it.
Favorite meal to cook? Well, everyone knows if you've watched This Bitch, and a few of you guys have based on these responses to, do you have any questions? The Shanky Scramble, what is it, you might ask? Well, if you didn't watch the This Bitch episode 100, I'll tell you what the Shanky Scramble is. It is, you're going to get organic eggs, you're going to get Crystal Geyser, you're going to get unsalted butter, you're going to get goat cheese crumbles, and you're going to get everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's nice.
So now what you're going to do is you put a little bit of water, a drop of water into the organic eggs. You mix it up. You scramble it. You then put some goat cheese in there, and then you add a little bit of everything but the bagel seasoning. Bam, you got a Shanky Scramble.
Wow. That sounds good.
That's a Shanky Scramble. Could you eat that? Could you eat eggs?
Yeah. I could eat, of course.
I don't know. I can't keep up with your restrictions.
My restrictions.
What more do you want for your career? I don't know. You know what I mean? That's such like a hard-hitting question. I was hoping people were going to ask me more like, do you sleep with your mouth open or closed?
Yeah, right.
Not like, what more do you want for your career?
Was your agent submitting like questions?
Yeah, my agent.
Like,
how can you claim your power back? How did you lose it, first of all?
Yeah.
Who stole your power?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, where did my power go? Did a man take it? Because one thing about men, they're going to take your power. Did a woman take it? Because one thing about women, they're going to take your power. You fuck the wrong person, your power is gone. Mm-hmm. How do you get it back? That's a good question. How do you claim your power back? I think you first figure out where it went, right? Yeah. Most of the time, I feel like our power goes away when we feel like inferior or we get lost and then we're like scrambling to figure out our way. So how can you claim your power back? First, you got to go to therapy, bitch. Mm. I don't know. I think that's the first step. Therapy, maybe work on your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? Are you waking up being like, I'm amazing? Are you waking up and being like, I can't fucking stand this life? Because sometimes I feel like waking up and saying, I can't fucking stand this life. But if you change what you're saying internally, then it affects your world externally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what I think.
Well done.
I'm a self-help expert.
It would have been very funny if they're like, no, I just meant like the power went out of my house. Like, that's...
yeah.
Yeah, the wrong path. But thank you. I appreciate it.
You call, what is it?
Yeah, I don't know who... Edison, maybe?
Edison. Yeah. Exactly. How do you tell someone you like that they have really bad breath?
I still struggle with that. I have like really good friends
who have really bad breath.
Well, if they're comedians, I'm like, dude, disgusting. Here, get them in. You net.
Yeah,
if
comics, it's, you could be like, you smell.
If it's like a lady that I've dated before, I'm still friends with. It's tough. That's a hard one to get around. You know.
I mean, like the breath must be bad.
Yeah.
If it's someone that you like.
Have you ever told somebody that their breath smells?
No. Have you?
Yeah, I've done it to like good friends where I'm like, I love you, but you got to do this. I've had friends do it to me, and I'm terrified of doing it to people, but I'm always thankful when people tell me, even though it's rare. I usually try. It's like a lot of teeth brushing. I'll have mouthwash in my car, mints, whatever the fuck, you know. So
how do you tell someone they have bad breath and you really like them? You like them. And they have bad breath?
Yeah.
That's not for me to not like them.
Is this person talking about a romantic encounter?
Yeah, it says, how do you tell someone you like that they have really bad breath?
I think assuring them that you're doing it because you like them and there are plenty of people you don't like that you've never told.
You know, I really like you. You would be a lot better if your breath didn't
not, not a lot better. No, I don't know if you would do a lot better. Yeah.
Things would be a lot hotter. If you popped a Orbit gum in your mouth,
yeah, it depends
bro.
If it's like guy to girl or girl to guy. You know, you got to be more delicate depending on who it is. If it's a female saying to a guy, she should just be straight up and be like, "Dude, I love you. I love everything about you. Something's fucked up about the breath."
Ugh.
And it's an easy fix. If you could do that, it's don't even worry about it. Don't be embarrassed. I got you.
I know a story of someone. I'm not gonna say who it is, but this famous actor.
Oh no.
Is meeting like a bunch of his fans.
Ooh.
And one of the fans comes up to him. Imagine you're meeting your favorite actor. Mm. And your favorite actor tells you, you need to floss, your breath smells. In the meet and greet line.
The actor said that to the person.
To the fan.
Destroyed. Yeah.
And it's like the person that you look up to most in the world, mm-hmm. you've been waiting in line. Yeah. And they look at you and they say, bro, you need to floss. Your mouth smells.
Yeah, that's probably how you not do it. That's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it. No. But also, like, you'll never fuck up again if the person you look up most to. Like, if you're waiting in a meet and greet line to meet somebody, you have to really fuck with them.
Yeah, and I think I don't know. I feel like that's a worthy trauma to experience if someone's mean about your breath, because it will change you forever. You'll never
be the same.
Have bad breath again.
You'll never be the same. Like if I was waiting in line to meet Jason Momoa then I got up to Jason Momoa and he was like, you need a floss. You wouldn't see me again.
Yeah.
That would be it.
That would be it.
Jason Momoa stole my glow. Yeah. I don't know.
Power.
He took my power and I need to reclaim it.
Oh no. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Goals for 2024. What is it? What are you? My dad?
My fucking journal.
What's my 5-year plan? I mean, please. Best accents versus worst accents. Best accent, British. No matter what, it's going to sound posh. It's going to sound like You can be telling somebody to fuck off, but if you do it in a British accent, there's something there. It's eloquent.
Yeah, a female fuck Russian off. Female Russian accent is pretty nice.
Female Russian?
Yeah, or like those
Eastern
European.
That's one of your
European.
Favorite?
So weirdly, I don't know, it's smoother.
Male really?
Yeah, you don't like it?
No offense to the Russians, not my favorite accent.
Hey, listen, yeah.
Love you, Putin.
love you,
love you, Putin.
That's not who you're
Russian
supposed to say
accent.
Love you to. But I like that.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, okay, that's one you like the most. Is there one that you least like? There's a couple in England, like those, like, hello, you want some porridge? You know, those are a little rough. But like those, the posh ones are kind of nice.
The posh ones are cool. The Australian, I could take or leave.
Those are trippy, yeah. That's
the
one.
Shrimp on the Barbie, it's like, I need for you to just talk like a person.
Yeah, that's almost polar opposite of the female Russian accent, is a female Australian accent. I'm like,
female Russian accent gives me anxiety.
Like she's gonna, she already.
Yeah, like she already doesn't.
She's like the cyanide's
me.
Already in your system. Yeah. You have 5 minutes. You should call your parents.
She's like, yeah, I already don't like you.
Yeah. Have you had like a looming Eastern European sort of?
I had an interaction with a Russian woman recently. Where was it? She was so intense. It seemed cold, even though she wasn't being cold.
Was this like at a comedy club? Was this at like
something?
No,
it was like at a cashier somewhere.
She was a cashier?
She was a cashier somewhere, and she had an intense Russian accent. Her delivery, I don't remember what she said, but I remember her delivery made me feel like I was in trouble. And I was like, oh, she was working at Zara.
Oh.
So there was this Russian bitch working at Zara, that and she was like, no, we don't do hold. And it was like very aggressive. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Like,
okay, this all makes sense. I see the bias is quite clear now at this point.
An intense Russian woman at Zara pissed me off recently. Yeah. So
you're like, fuck Russian accent. Sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's the best skincare advice you can give a 25-year-old? It's never going to get better than what it is now, sweetie. Is that advice?
I think it's good partial advice.
Just embrace what you have.
Enjoy it. Well, there's got to be, was there any preventative
sunscreen.
Things?
Sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen helps.
Sunscreen helps a lot. Moisturize. I like to get a natural moisturizer, just stuff that doesn't have like a bunch of harsh chemicals in it. CeraVe is a good one that they sell over the counter that dermatologists recommend a lot.
Anything for your male listeners? Like the average, if you're like, probably the Mr. Pumps and all, there are a lot of bums out there that you're like, if they were to do anything, you're like, at least
face moisturizer.
Just face moisturizer.
Same recommendation, CeraVe. It's like a $20 face moisturizer. They sell it at Walgreens. They
doesn't
sell
get
it,
oily?
Doesn't get oily. Nice. They have a daytime one with sunscreen and they have a nighttime one for heavier coverage at night.
Nice.
Let's see. Would you consider having musicians on? Listen, I'm open to having musicians on.
Mm-hmm.
Do musicians wow me? No. There's two musicians I'd be open to having on. No.
Who are the two musicians?
Lana Del Rey.
Okay. All right.
We got to figure out what the fuck is going on with Lana Del Rey.
What is going on with Lana Del Rey?
I don't know. She feels like a complicated soul. I'd like to pick her brain, really figure out what's going on there. Like, figure out what went wrong in her childhood because you know something did.
Yeah. She's very moody, very interesting.
Very interesting. And is she even that interesting or is that just a front?
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know how long ago she like a fan asked her out and then she's like, yeah, sure. And she like dated a fan for a while.
So, that's like, nuts.
Yeah. So there's
she's
something
unhinged.
Going on. Yeah.
There's something off.
On. Yeah.
There's something off. All right, guys, we're going to take a second from the podcast to tell you about our sponsors, Mochi Melt. That's right. If you're like me, you like wet sex. Who wants dry sex? Not me. When it comes time to wet sex, there's only one type of lubricant I use, and that's Mochi Melt. Head over to MochiMelt.com, discount code SHANK15 for 15% off lubricants. They have amazing flavors. I know it sounds weird. You're thinking lube flavors. Do I want that? You want it. These flavors taste amazing. I've never tasted a lube that tasted this good. Catch me snacking on these lubes. That's how good they are. Shop Mochi Melt. They come in really discreet, beautiful packaging. It's made from natural products. Products, and it's a great, great lube. Shop Mochi Melt. It's a great stocking stuffer. Shank 15 for 15% off. That I have.
Yeah. It's a tricky way around it. You know, you have to be careful with that for sure.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Do you prefer the holidays now or the holidays from a different time? Holidays from when I was a kid, obviously. Christmas as a kid.
Way better.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than Christmas as a kid. Christmas as an adult, things get weird. You're like, oh, I can see my cousin's mood personalities now. Like, I can see her mood disorder.
Yeah,
clear
exactly.
as day.
Yeah.
You know, you can see, I don't want to hear your political views. Just pass the stuffing.
Like, yeah.
As a kid, it's just about unwrapping presents mm-hmm. and like being with your family. And it's there's a sense of magic that just doesn't really happen as an adult, I don't think. I think holidays get magical again if you have kids.
Yeah,
like if I had a kid, I feel like I would prefer holidays now.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure. Yeah.
Like I wish there was like I could just like adopt kids for mm-hmm. just the Christmas time and then send them back.
There's got to be a program for that, right? Not like bring them in your house. That would
bring
be the
bring
them
in, take them out.
That would be child
what
abuse.
What is that, fostering?
Yeah, yeah. Like
fostering's pretty gnarly when you think about it.
That's like micro fostering where you're just kind of doing it real quick and you're like, all right, now get out of here. All right.
See you later.
Yeah, I'll see you next year. Yeah.
Bye. No, we were on a hike in Hawaii, Kim and I, and we passed this like couple and they had really cute kids. And I was like, your kids are so cute. And they were like, thanks, fosters. And I was like, kind of weird that you just mentioned that they were fosters.
Yeah.
You could have just been like, thanks.
Yeah, there's no way they're good parents. Yeah, they just kind of flex. Like, yeah, we're amazing people.
We're fosters.
We took
you
them
want
in
them?
As our own. Yeah,
you
exactly.
want them?
Yeah,
like, you can take them.
Yeah, you can. They had two more just like this at the factory if you want.
Yeah, it just was like so weird to be like, she could have just been like, thanks, but she had to like go out of her way to be like, they're fosters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that so that I know you're a good person?
Yeah.
Or is it so that I know I could take these children from you?
Yeah.
You know, because like when people are fostering dogs, that's how they are. Like fosters, do you want to rehome him?
Yeah, because fostering's like diet adopting, right? It's not quite the thing. So,
yeah.
So that is true.
That's like a trial.
You could have these ones.
You want this one?
Yeah, these are fosters.
Just so you know.
Here's my card.
Yeah.
They're good kids, but let me know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
I feel like fostering a kid would be difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you start fostering them and like a day into fostering them, you're like, dude, this is not a match.
Yeah.
And then what? Then you have that moral responsibility of being like, I need to rehome this person. Rehoming a dog with a limp is already hard enough. Do you know what I mean?
A like, dog with a limp. Have you had to do that?
No, I had to rehome a chihuahua that I fostered for like 3 days that ruined my life once.
Oh,
in
no.
my early 20s. His name was Kirby. I just talked about it on my podcast with Kim. But And that was like draining too.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, now I feel guilty that I don't want this dog, but like that's what fostering is. You see if it's a fit and if it's not, you send it back. But like, can you imagine fostering a kid and then it not being a fit and being like, oh, send him back.
Little Hawaiian kid with a limp. You're like, there's no way.
Hawaiian kid with a limp I would adopt.
You're like, I'll take you in.
Let's take you in.
Yeah. That's great.
What more do you want for your career? That's boring.
It's your manager again? All right.
Yeah, that's him again.
Yeah.
Favorite meal to cook? I already did that. Favorite comedian? My favorite comedian is dad, Mitch Hedberg.
Mm.
He was my favorite. All of his one-liners were so amazing.
Oh, man.
Okay, we did that one. All right, guys, let's take a second from the podcast to tell you about our sponsor, Schedule 35. If you're like me, you love to microdose and macrodose. When it comes to microdosing and macrodosing, there's only one brand I trust. That's Schedule 35. Head over to schedule35.co to shop psilocybin. Whether you're into chocolate bars or capsules, there's a product for you. That's schedule35.co. Discount code SHANK, S-H-E-N-K, 15 for 15% off. All right, let's get back into the pod. Favorite all-time drug experience? When I did ecstasy in London.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my favorite drug.
Was this college or?
Right after college, I went to London. My friend at the time, her neighbor was like a music manager for all of these really big bands, and a lot of them were based out of London. So for New Year's one year, we went to London, and we went to, there's this big venue there. It's a theater. It's called the O2 Arena.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a rave there, and I took ecstasy, and it was the most fun night of my life.
Really?
But the next day was the worst day of my life.
Yeah, you get that dump, right? You know,
dude,
that
it was so bad.
Oh, man.
The next day was so bad. It was like not enough to ever have the experience again. Like,
really?
Like it was so much fun, but the next day was so bad that like after that, I don't really think I've done ecstasy even since, maybe like once since.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of the, I heard some of the other comedians talk about doing ecstasy where they, there's like, I don't know if it's beta blockers. They do certain, there's pills you could take after to mitigate the effect. I forget what it is.
They take like, SAMZ.
Yeah,
that's like
something
good for your 5-HTP.
Yeah, that's stuff what like it is. That. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. But it's like once you're depleting your brain like that, I feel like it's pretty hard to recover. Best concert you've ever been to? Nick Cave. Mm. I don't know if you guys know who Nick Cave is. He's kind of like a folk singer. I went to see him. He wasn't even on my radar as like a musician that I would be into. And I had a boyfriend who took me to see him at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was literally the best concert I've ever been to.
That's a wild looking dude.
He's sure. A wild looking dude. He looks like a vampire.
Yeah, that's what to say.
And his wife looks like a vampire too. And she has a company. She has a dress company called Vampire's Wife.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah, I see him right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Susie.
Oh yes, fucking Dracula.
Yeah, but his show is awesome. He like goes into the audience, and he like makes you feel something. And if he ever comes into town, he's worth seeing for sure.
Was at the Hollywood Bowl you saw him?
Yeah.
That's a hard place to get intimate because it's so spread out and things.
Yeah, but he was like walking on the seats in the audience. Wow. He was doing all kinds of cool shit.
Nice. That's awesome.
It was like, you know how like sometimes you see someone live and they're just phoning it in and you're you're like, this doesn't really seem special.
Yeah.
This was the opposite of that. Like everything he did seemed special and amazing. Do you have fake tits? Someone wants to know if I have fake tits. Thank you so much for asking. They are real. But if you think that they're fake, then I appreciate that, right? Because like,
it's a compliment.
Fake titties normally are flawless.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you think my titties look fake, I'll take that as a compliment. Have you seen the Skims nipple bra?
No. Let me look
it up. Okay, we got to look this up.
Skims nipple bra.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian, this crazy bitch, she decides, you know, she has Skims. It's her shapewear company. She says, I don't have enough money. What else can I do? I know. I'll make a bra that comes with its own nipple.
Oh, comes with nipples in there.
Comes with nipples.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it always looks like you're cold.
Yeah.
And she made this video on Instagram promoting it, being like, how am I combating global warming with the Skims nipple bra?
Wow.
And it's like,
in the actual hell. Yeah.
And then it's funny because I saw Kim and I'm like, are you wearing the Skims nipple bra? She's like, no, those are just my nipples. Kim Kardashian doesn't get to claim nipples. Like, guess what, bitch? She did.
Yeah, she did. She cornered the market on nips, man. How'd
yeah,
she
bought those.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's purely like, do women there's no way that's like a woman doing it for her own sake. Is that a male attraction thing? I don't want to get all red pill sigma fucking. That seems like guys are not complaining about that. Like, all right, nice. Get to see the nipples.
I mean, it seems a little porn-esque.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Like, because like I see a hard nipple, I'm like, are you cold or are you excited? It's not like people's nipples are just hard all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then she made a little ad for it. Can you see if you can find it?
I see you do it.
It's fucking insane.
And
that one. The one on TikTok.
The one on TikTok?
The last one.
Right here?
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know if that's it. It's on her Instagram.
All right. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's.
It's also like it's kind of genius because it's so fucking insane.
Yeah,
like is she high when she thinks of this? Mm-hmm. Who thinks of this?
Yeah,
this. Yeah, the sea levels are rising. Yeah,
that's insane. I'm not a scientist, but
I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing a brand new bra with a built-in nipple.
No matter how hot it is, you always look cold. Oh,
it's almost like a sketch. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike the icebergs, they aren't going anywhere.
Okay, so she's like being funny.
She's being funny, but it's for real.
But it is a dumb thing.
It is a dumb thing. And then I was reading the comments, and then I saw that some women who have had mastectomies are thankful for it because they don't have nipples.
Oh. okay, this is starting
but
to get a
little better. But the approach that she's taking is so is fucking like, porn-esque.
She's not doing this for people that got the mastectomy at all.
She's doing this for
the hoes.
The male gaze.
The thoughts and the male gaze is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does say right here, in addition to our investment in advancing carbon removal, Skims is producing to donate 10% of their sales, blah, 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 blah. So, all right, they're throwing 10%
of the sales. She's pretending like she's helping global warming.
Which is like, that's she's already, a billionaire.
Tax write-off.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, wow. Well, good on her, I guess.
It's just, they're distracting.
Yeah. It's,
like, what do you do if your daughter wants the Skims nipple bra? You don't buy it for her. Unless you're a bad parent.
Yeah, there's no way.
The Skims nipple bra?
Yeah, that's just... How would you... Yeah, you can't get anything done with those.
You can't. I can't even listen to what she's saying. Yeah, and she's even on mute and I still can't even get past them. It's
exactly.
They're so fucking distracting.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here, Ben.
And
it's
crazy because now I'm seeing just regular women with regular nipples thinking that they have a fake nipple on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, then they're not getting credit for their healthy nipples.
Their
real natty nips, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
The nipple bra. All right, let's see what else we got. What does this mean? I don't even know what this means. This person's fucking insane. Have you ever metaphorically taken out another lady's sexual knees? What does that mean?
I think like taken out their knees, like when you take out someone's knees, like you make them weak, make them fall to their knees, probably. Like, so like, have you metaphorically, like maybe not physically, but like, have you like turned, maybe they might be, have you turned a woman on so much where they're like, I'm weak for you, I got weak knees.
It says, have you ever metaphorically taken another lady's sexual knees, and for what reason?
Sexual knees or needs?
Knees.
Taken her knees.
Dude, they're writing riddles. They're like, hey, I'm gonna write a sexual riddle for you to solve. It's like, can you just ask the questions point blank?
Yeah, who's that killer? The one, not the fucking
Riddler?
Not the Riddler. The real one that they couldn't catch. They made a movie about it. Who made all the like the weird,
I don't know.
The fucking you know, the Zodiac killer. Yeah.
He made little like
riddles. Made
like
little riddles and weird like little things.
So he did?
That's definitely the Zodiac killer, for sure.
That is.
Yeah, it's got to be. That's. I don't even know what that means. Metaphorically.
Have you ever metaphorically taken out a woman's knees sexually? What?
Taking her knees out sexually. Like with a steel pipe, but sexually, metaphorically. Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on past it. Do you ever want to just move to the country and pick flowers? Yes.
Yeah, every fucking day. I want to get out of here.
Every day. It would be so great to like wake up to just rogue wildflowers and then just clip them, put them in a vase and keep it moving.
And I think that's like... That is all built into the idea that we've escaped this fucking hellscape of being in a city, you know, where you're just out in the, you're like, that's your whole day. You're like,
that's like your fan. That's like the fantasy.
You pick the flowers, you know, you do the thing.
And then that's fun for what? 48 hours. And then you're like, I picked the flowers. I think I have a new bit I need to work
out.
Yeah,
I know. You're like, fuck, I got to get up. Is there a cow I could do a bit to, you know?
Is there, I don't know. I think like, yes, the fantasy of just moving somewhere simple and having a simpler life does appeal to me, but then the logistics of it don't.
The logistics never line up. It's almost impossible.
But is that the fantasy? Is like the fantasy of someone who's just picking flowers in the field all day? Do they have the fantasy of getting up on a stage and shouting at people, or are they just sane?
I think they're just sane, unfortunately. I don't know.
Not the unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because the thing that's dark is that does appeal to me, but then I get to the field and I see the flowers and I pick the flowers and I go, now what?
Oh.
And that is that just the human condition?
Yeah. Because it's always
now what?
Yeah. We're always helpless to like, I'm only doing this in order to get to the next thing. You know, it's never for its own sake in the present. You know, it's tough. It's tough. Well, that question really fucking depressed us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Are you over 40? No, I already answered that one.
Yeah, asking for a other divorcee, perhaps. You know?
Yeah. Do you like Van Morrison? I do like Van Morrison. Mm-hmm. Van Morrison, I grew up listening to a lot of Van Morrison. However, I have since heard that Van Morrison is an anti-Semite, which I don't like. Don't like that at all, but I do like his songs. So... If you can separate the art from the artist, which we just have to do all the time now.
Yeah, it's almost impossible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
what's the one guy we Woody Allen between Woody Allen and Van Morrison? It's like,
yeah, man.
Who's left?
just those two, you know.
Favorite cheap meals. I love a bagel.
Oh yeah,
a bagel's cheap. A toasted bagel, a little bit of cream cheese on it. Done.
You ever do? If you do fast food, do you ever do? What do you have preference?
Taco Bell. If I'm gonna do fast food, I'll do Taco Bell. Mm. But I try really hard not to do it, or I'll do In-N-Out double protein style.
Do you have like cheap when you were in college? You're like, let me eat a college meal.
College meal would be lots of pasta.
Lots of pasta, yeah.
Lots of Trader Joe's like pre-made things in college. Those are good. They have raviolis, easy. Mm-hmm. Just boil a pot of water, throw them in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of it. Quesadilla.
Always got to go for a quesadilla.
I'll get like a gluten-free tortilla and I'll put in goat cheese and spinach.
Mm.
Follow me for more cheap recipes,
yeah,
guys.
Exactly. Are you mainly a goat cheese person? It seems
I love goat cheese.
Yeah.
I love all cheese.
Mm, yeah.
I don't really discriminate when it comes to cheese. Gotcha. I have cheeses that I like more than other cheeses, though.
Top three cheeses.
Goat.
Nice.
Classic cheddar.
It's classic cheddar. Okay.
And then I'm going to go spicy jack.
Spicy jack, like a pepper jack type
of
thing?
Like a pepper jack.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of my, that's probably my top.
Pepper jack is so good.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it.
It hits you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn, I'm high off that jack. I'm jacked on the jack.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's our episode.
Oh, we did it.
We did it. We did 45 minutes of a solo podcast.
Nice. So. And I'm glad you had enough questions, too.
I did. So. I had enough questions. We got through it. Yeah.
Rough because after the pumps guy, you know.
After the pumps guy, we didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah, so, but we made it through.
We did make it through. Where can people find you?
At Drew Bach kind of on Instagram. That'd cool. probably be the main place to find me. Yeah.
Cool. And you can follow me at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure to buy tickets to This Bitch and Friends on November 26th. Also, make sure to buy tickets to Kim Congdon and I at Brea Improv on December 27th. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineChank. And we'll see you next week on Chank. Bye, guys. Thanks.